The final score here was 36 points to nil for Ireland, outscoring Italy by 6-0. 6 tries and 3 conversions from Jack Crowley. 3 very good touchline conversions as well. What can I say about the game? Ireland are now top of the table with their 10 points, the 36-0 aggregate score today. And as I said, I think earlier on there, that I apart from the penalty that Italy missed after 3 minutes, I can't think of another time where they actually could have got points off Ireland. It was a very, very disappointing performance after what we saw in their last game against England. But however, Ireland today did what they had to do. They didn't play all that great, but they did at the right time. They scored at the right time, and when they got near the line, they showed that clinical finish, which made it much better. The first half, they led by 19 points to nil. That was a Jack Crowley finishing off a fine score when he got the ball wide out, dummied and come back in, leaving the score 5 points to nil. Then on 12 minutes, Dan Sheehan, he scored in the corner, doing his usual game playing on the wing, and some good underpass and throw home go over. That Crowley converted from a touchdown. That was 12 points to nil. And then on 37 minutes, Ireland got within the line again. The Moa was very, very effective, and Jack Conan eventually got over. So half time, it was that was converted was 19 points to nil. 10 minutes into the second half, Ireland got their try bonus point. Whenever again there was a maul, and Sheen broke off to score his brace of points. 24-0, 4 tries to nil. And then there was 3 further tries on 54 minutes. Sorry, there was a try scored, but unfortunately Robbie Henshaw had called the line and the referee disallowed it. But the 5th try came on 61 minutes when Ireland moved the ball wide and allowed McCluskey to give a long pass out to James, who got the man of the match. Crowley converted from way out, 29-0, and then the 6th try on 76 minutes. Again, a penalty. Ireland kicked within 5 metres, and again, that they nearly got over the line, but again, they moved right again and left. About 8 passes, saw Calvin Ash over in a corner. Crowley converted, making 36 points to nil, and a very successful day as far as Ireland were concerned. You know, the 6 tries to nil, but as I said, in two weeks' time, whenever Wales come here, I'm sure they'll get a much, much harder game. All the substitutes were used in the second half, and it'll be interesting to hear Andy Farrell's comments after the game. I think what you have to say is that Ireland were not as good as they can be, but having said that, when you come up against a team who are very, very difficult to play against, to beat them by 36 points to nil, outscoring them by 6 points to nil, never giving them a sniff of an opportunity to score on your own line. As I said, they never were inside the 22 to cause any damage to Ireland at any time. So defensively, Ireland will feel pretty good. I'm sure, as far as Farrell's concerned, it's job done. 2 victories out of 2. Move on now to Wales, improve, and now at the Grand Slam and the Triple Crown, there's 2/5 of it already gone. So the final score here from the Aviva Stadium in the Six Nations game, the second of Ireland's, was Ireland 36, Ireland 0.